This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 516. Make your mouth use the words for improved vocabulary.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn a simple three-step process for learning, connecting to, and remembering new amazing vocabulary words to increase those speaking and writing scores on your next IELTS test.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Jessica, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. Okay. I'm feeling motivated. We have a bunch of new stuff happening for All Ears English, as well as, guys, remember our new guarantee. If you don't see an increase in your IELTS scores, we'll refund your money for the course, yes, but we will also pay for your exam. Just wanted to remind our listeners of that because it's huge.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal. So you guys can feel 100% confidence when you dive into our course. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. So Jessica, what are we going to talk about today? How are we going to help our listeners out?
Well, we had a message from a student about vocabulary, and we'll tell you guys what that was. But the reason why we want to talk about this today is because this is a question that comes up a lot. So guys, if you're having any issues learning and using new vocabulary, we're going to tell you how to make that effective today and give you a little example, okay, to make it more clear exactly this process we're talking about. So, Lindsay, do you want to read that note from a student?
Definitely. Okay, here we go. So here's the question. So, hi, Lindsay. I'm Leah from Indonesia. Indonesia, cool.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. My biggest IELTS fear is in speaking and, of course, writing, especially in lexical resources. But I think I can improve this soon, hopefully, because every time I speak, my mouth can't say something new. I'm always repeating vocabulary, even though I know some new words. Interesting.
I like the way she phrased that. Like my mouth won't say something new. It's like, it's like your mouth has a mind of its own and you're just like, why aren't you doing what I want you to do? But I get that. Like, it's sort of this disconnect between the words that are coming out of your mouth and this ability you feel like you should have.
Yeah.
Right? It's that gap there, that disconnect. So that's what we're talking about today, guys. How to make these connections. I want to refer you guys to some recent episodes because these students they demonstrate how this is possible, right? Yeah. Vitor, right? He got a 2-band increase in his IELTS scores. And Leticia, she got a band 8 for writing. So listen to those episodes if you haven't already, guys. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. Search Vitor and Leticia, L-E-T-I-C-I-A. That might be hard to spell. So something that they had in common and something that as teachers we talk about a lot, right, is you have to connect this new word to your life somehow. somehow, right? And then use it. So when you have a new word, you want to think of a situation in your life in which you would use it. And then hopefully say it out loud, right? Imagine yourself in a situation and actually use the new word. Okay. These two steps. These are crucial to not just writing something down in your vocabulary notebook, but you have to have these two steps of connection if you hope to use this new word in the future.
Yeah, I love that. So it's kind of like you have to make it yours, right? You have to own it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've talked a lot about sort of like owning different characteristics on this show, like owning your performance, right?
Yes.
How to control your speaking performance, how to own your reading test, right? By having these strategies. So this is a key all over the IELTS exam, right?
Yeah, we've talked about too, how to own it when you have a blank mind, when you're not sure what to say. We talked about how to increase your score, using that to strategically increase your score. So it's all about ownership.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's give our listeners some examples, right? Let's put ourselves in the shoes of our listeners and think, okay, we've come across this new word. Now what? Okay. So let's see. What's an awesome new word? How about charismatic?
Oh,
that is such
word.
A good adjective.
That's a great word. I love that word. Very fun word.
So, okay, let's say that I'm watching a TV show and somebody uses the word charismatic and I'm like, oh, that sounds very high level. I want to use this on my IELTS exam. So I write it down, right? I'm going to say it out loud a couple times, make sure I have the pronunciation correct. Mm-hmm. And then I have to learn what it means. So Lindsay, you're going to be my dictionary. What does charismatic mean?
Oh, so charismatic means convincing in some way. Someone who is generally smart around people. You know, they can own people's hearts very easily because they communicate well and they just captivate people. It's captivating. Being charismatic is being captivating in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I picture it as like a very energetic personality that people are just drawn to.
Totally.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now I know what it means. Now I have to create a personal connection to it. So is there a person in my life who is charismatic? I have a friend in Boston, actually. Oh. I would say that he is a very charismatic, and people are drawn to him in a variety of circumstances. Just no matter where he is going to make friends with everybody around him, right?
Oh, that's
so I
awesome.
Have my example, I have my personal connection, and then I'll challenge myself today. At some point today, I am going to use this new word in conversation.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I love that idea. And you know, the other piece of it is also, I love it when I'm trying to remember a word, I also imagine that person in a situation, right? Like there's someone in my life who's also very charismatic and she is able to just, when she's in a group of people, she's always in the center.
Yeah, so, totally.
Somehow, like everyone just kind of comes towards her. It's amazing. I don't think she knows that she has that, but she does. And they really look
incredible.
Up to her. And so I imagine her like in a brewery and there's a big group of us and they're all kind of looking back to her because she's the center. She's the charismatic one in the group. She understands how to empathize with people, what people need, what to ask them, and how to make everyone feel good around her. So that's charismatic.
And it's just natural, right? This is just a natural ability that people have. It's not this is a skill you learn,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So just picturing that person in their place being that way, I think for our listeners who have kind of more of a photo-based memory, that would help a lot for sure.
Definitely. That visual, guys, that image, it's another connection. The more things you have bursting out of this word, right? The more opportunity you'll have to remember it. So we have a person's name, we have a definition, we have an image of an exact situation, a memory, like a real memory to connect it to.
Yeah.
And then you could think like, okay, let's connect this back to IELTS, right? Where am I going to use this? Is it formal? For sure. You could use this in writing, anywhere on the speaking test. And obviously it's an adjective to describe people. So naturally we would have more opportunity in speaking part one or part two. Mm-hmm. I think adding that third step for our IELTS candidates, right? Taking that one step further, connecting it to the IELTS exam itself, I think that's really going to help also.
Love it. Love it. So this is what we do when we hear that new word. And I mean, this is how we can get our mouth to start using those words, right? As our listener here said, my mouth won't do it, right? We got to connect the mouth to the brain, to the heart, and then we can actually spit that word out.
Exactly, guys. So remember, this isn't just a one-time thing either. You do have to go back and review whatever list of words you're keeping. We recommend a vocabulary notebook that's very organized and very limited, right? Because we can't memorize everything. We can't know all the words. So come back to the blog, guys, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. I will link to all these episodes we've talked about. We've referenced a lot of amazing advice that we've given in the past, and I'll link to all those today. What is the number for this? This is episode 516. So search 516, guys, and I'll link to those other episodes as well.
Yeah, I love that. And in our course, we do go a little bit more into depth on how you can actually use a vocabulary notebook. I think we have that as a bonus, Jessica. Is that right? We've got a bonus on how to create your vocabulary notebook. So we show you a bit of a more formal way to go about it, a more systematic way. So that's in the study plan as a bonus. I love it. So guys, if you're ready to get into that course, take advantage of that new guarantee. We've just doubled down on the guarantee, as Jessica said at the beginning. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Jump in now. Awesome.
Awesome. Perfect. Yeah. Guys, you can also leave a comment on this episode. Tell us some new words that you're learning. I would love to start that conversation with you guys. That would be fantastic.
Absolutely. Okay. Okay. Cool.
Awesome.
We're out of here for today. We'll be back soon.
Okay. Sounds good. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.